You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a program from our archives. There's nothing like the sounds of the birds of spring, chirping of the robin, the pecking of the woodpecker, and the popping of the sage grouse. That sound made by the male sage grouse is as unique as the mating ritual these birds are going through this time of year. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
You're hearing the primary vocalization that males give during their displays, and the two most common things that we're hearing are two swishing sounds that are made by the male rubbing the inside of his wings against two large inflated pouches that originate in the bird's esophagus, and then we're hearing two intense popping sounds made by each male when they force air out of the two esophageal pouches.
Stephen Pruitt-Jones is an associate professor at the University of Chicago.
The sage grouse, besides being an important species of bird in North America, is, from an evolutionary biologist standpoint, particularly interesting because of its reproductive behavior. During the breeding season, males and females don't form pairs and males don't defend territories, but rather the males get together and congregate at display sites, and the females come and visit males and presumably choose from among the males who they want to mate with, and then go off and perform all nesting duties by themselves without any assistance from the male.
So the male sage grouse will continue to hang out together, popping away, as long as the females keep coming by. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.